I've got something I'd like to share with you. Sister Charlene got it from a pastor in or church in Kentucky. Why we should bring our copies of God's Word to church. Bringing a Bible to church is not old-timey. It is discipline. It is deliberate act that says God will speak and I intend to listen carefully. It is honors the authority of Scripture. When the Bible is open, our hands, we are reminded that the sermon is not the main event. The Word of God is. The preacher explains it, the Spirit applies it, and the Scripture confirms it all. It trains us to be participants, not spectators. A Bible in hand allows us to follow along, verify what is preached, and see the context for ourselves. Christianity has never been a just take my word for it, faith. Truth welcomes examination. It sharpens attention and reverence. Open Bible has a way of quieting the soul. As a pastor, I love to love hearing the pages in Bibles turning on Sunday morning. It's music to my ears. It teaches the next generation that what matters. Children notice what we carry when they see mom and dad bring a Bible, not just a phone. They learn that God's Word is important and weighty in their lives. Notes in the margin, underlined verses, dated prayers, these are the marks of living relationship with Scripture. It prepares us for life outside the sanctuary. If the Word is only opened in a screen once a week, it will not steady us on Monday. A well-worn Bible often reflects a life that is not worn out. Bring your Bible, open it, mark it up, carry it like it matters, because it does.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 9, verse number 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. An unspeakable gift tells us that it is so wonderful, it is so great, it is so magnificent, there are not words to describe it. And that's what the gift of God is. It is bigger than mankind, it's bigger than all of humanity, it's bigger than all the creation, it's bigger than all the angels, it's bigger than everything, anything that exists, because you see, it goes beyond that, it goes to God, who is the greatest of all, and the most powerful of all, and it shows how he cares for mankind. It shows how much that he cherishes mankind, who was created in his image and likeness. The unspeakable gift of God. Has an unspeakable love of God in planning. It shows the unspeakable love of God in planning this gift. 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 9. 1 John the 4th chapter. Verse 9, the Bible says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. What a great sacrifice that brought the gift of eternal life to mankind. The sacrifice of God the Son, who created all things, that he'd come, take on himself the form of man, and lay his life down and bleed it out and suffer the manner in which he did. Again, it shows us this was, it manifests the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And listen, the only begotten Son is important there, because the only begotten Son is more precious than if you had three or four sons. The only one you have, it's difficult to give it up. Did he give it up? He absolutely did. He absolutely did. Listen, my friend, he gave it up in the physical death. He gave it up in the spiritual death that he died. He gave it up when he was separated from the Father and the Holy Spirit for the one and only time in all of eternity. And this was manifest, the love of God, toward us. Then Ephesians 3, verses 18 and 19. That we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Man and the condition he's in, and being in that condition, is simply puts him totally at odds with God, makes him the enemy of God, and yet he would come and suffer in that manner that he might give us eternal life as a gift. That we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length and depth and height. You can't get any greater than that. We can't comprehend it. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. This unspeakable gift was given by the grace of God that brought this gift. Look at Titus 2:11. The grace of God is what really brought the gift. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. The grace of God has appeared. Every man ever born into this world has had an opportunity and has had God revealed to him even in the creation. And when he is willing to submit and to yield to God and ready to receive him as a Savior, God will see that someone comes and preaches the word of God, the gospel to him, that he might be saved, that he might be born again, that he might benefit from that unspeakable gift that grace has brought to us. Ephesians 1 and verse 7, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Grace, what is that? Unmerited, undeserved favor. In no way does mankind deserve this gift that God paid the great price that he paid for. No man cannot deserve it in any way by any means. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, but take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Unspeakable grace of God. God's grace, amazing grace. No question about how amazing that it really is. This unspeakable life of Christ demonstrated this gift. Look at Hebrews 1 and verse number 3. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. The life of Christ, the unspeakable life of Christ. That unspeakable life of Christ demonstrated the gift. His life was a sinless life. What's your biggest problem? What's my biggest problem? Sin. Sin. Jesus didn't have that problem. And that gift will take us to where we don't have that problem. We one day shall be sinless as he was. That unspeakable gift. Look at the blessings in it for mankind. And remember, man is not worthy of those blessings. He was sinless. He was also unselfish. You know what the biggest problem we have? Is self. Now don't tell me you don't have an ego. Don't tell me you're not selfish. Don't tell me you don't like to promote yourself. Don't tell me that you don't like somebody coming around patting you on the back, telling you how good you are. Jesus didn't have that problem. He was who he was, and he didn't have to tout it. He didn't have to. As a matter of fact, he humbled himself. Sinlessness and unselfishness and humility. And listen, he humbled himself and submitted to the death of the cross, the most despicable and despising death that man could experience. The unspeakable purpose of this gift. Look at Titus 2, verse number 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Brethren, coming a day. Those of you that know the Lord as your Savior, there's coming a day when you won't have to worry about sin. You won't have to deal with sin. You can live sinlessly. You can be unselfish, totally unselfish, and you can be totally humble and submissive to God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." The unspeakable purpose of this gift is to him to have a peculiar people. What's behind it? That he might create unto himself a peculiar people. What's in it? That lost souls might be saved. Through it, that our lives might be unto his glory. Listen, what's behind it? Creating unto himself a peculiar people, a people different than the world. We should not fit in with the world. We should not participate with the world. We should not cooperate with the world. And what's in it? The lost souls of men, that they might be saved as a result of those peculiar people preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And through it, that our lives might be unto him or unto his glory. That our lives might be unto his glory. That we might give him honor and glory. First of all, we're saved by the grace of God by accepting that gift, that unspeakable gift, that sacrifice that was made, that blood that was shed, that payment for sin that was made. We have to accept that by faith. It's brought to us by his grace. And then when we're saved, we need to submit scriptural baptism, New Testament church membership, so that we can give God glory. Ephesians 3:21 says, "Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." You give him glory in and through and by a scriptural New Testament church. The only place that God gets glory, because he said so. "Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, worldwide." We can give him glory. Why? Because of that unspeakable gift, that sacrifice that he made, the price that he paid, the deliverance of our souls. It's an unspeakable gift by which man can receive this gift. And there is a plan by which he can receive it. Faith is the door to this gift. Romans 5:2, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Faith is the door. Justification is by faith. Acts 13:39. "And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses." This unspeakable gift can justify us. We can stand just before God, just as if we've never sinned, because of that gift that he offers to all men. There's nothing hard about the plan of salvation. If man will believe with his heart, he says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. From the heart. From the heart. In humility. From the heart. Without trying to offer God something in order to buy him off. From the heart. Call upon the name of the Lord. Again, salvation is so easy that we make it hard. It's so simple that we make it difficult. Lost friend, you this morning, quit making it difficult, quit making it hard, and just give up and believe totally what the Bible says about Jesus. That's where it's at. That's what the gift that we're talking about, this unspeakable gift, brings us. The unspeakable privilege of being a receiver of this gift. What a glorious privilege it is to be a child of the King. Not the King of this earth, but the King of glory. The King of all. He's the head over all things to the church. He's the head of everything else. Everything else depends on him. Our very survival depends on him. The planet's not coming and banging into the earth. Depends on him keeping it all in order. Yeah. And don't tell me that it happened accidentally and that it's just lined up and in a groove. He is the one that holds it. Yeah. He is the one that keeps it. And what a privilege it is to have one so great and so powerful to be a child of that individual. A child of the King, a member of the family of God. What a wonderful, glorious thing that is. We just take it for granted. We need to quit taking it for granted. And we need to see when the Bible says this is an unspeakable gift, we ought to look into that. That unspeakable means something. It's not measurable. It's so wonderful you can't describe it. It's so great you can't explain it. There's not words for it. That's what unspeakable means. How we need to wake out of sleep, because our salvation is a lot nearer than when we believed. And we need to account. Being a child of the King means something. It ought to mean something to you. Being a member of the family of God ought to mean something to you. It ought to be special and of the utmost importance. And it ought to make Matthew 6:33 easy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Should make it easy. The unspeakable joy of those who receive the gift. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's that unspeakable, undescribable, that joy, that rejoicing is unspeakable and it's full of glory. That gift of God, that unspeakable gift, it is joy unspeakable. And full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. The unspeakable price of this gift. The price included an unspeakable sacrifice. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit. For Christ hath once offered for sins. Just for the unjust, sinless. He wasn't guilty of anything. Pilate said he could find nothing wrong in him. He could find no fault with him. And yet, what did humanity say? Crucify him, crucify him. What have you and I said? Same thing. When the Spirit drew us and we knew and realized what we needed to look to God for, and we refused to do it, we were saying, crucify him. We stood with those. The unspeakable gift, the sacrifice and suffering and the death and dying of the King of Glory. The gift is offered free, but it's not cheap. The price that was paid is unspeakable. Not enough words to describe it. Not enough words to understand it. What God went through that day he hung on the cross of Calvary, what he went through in his life here on the earth, what he went through and it all climaxed. Listen, even the creation was affected by it. The rocks were rent. The earthquake was dark on the earth. It was free. It's free, but it's not cheap. Look at 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. I like that. Listen to what it says. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation. All that we try to offer to God to appease him is in vain. It's vain. It's void. It's worth nothing. It amounts to nothing. It gains us nothing. But with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without spot or without blemish and without spot. This gift cost God a tremendous amount. Think about it. God was totally changed for eternity. Think about it. You know what it took to change him? The sin of man. Your sin and mine. What it took was the thing that he loved the most turning against him. And you think about how that it hurt God. And as you read through about in the Old Testament about Israel and all that they put him through, his special chosen people, and all that they put him through constantly. And think about what we put him through today. The price included an unspeakable substitute. 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse number 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. The price included the unspeakable sacrifice, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of God the Son, the sacrifice of God the Father, the sacrifice of God the Holy Spirit, the sacrifice of the Trinity, and how great that it was. And again, the Trinity suffered on that day as well. But thank God, as terrible as man has been And as awful as he's treated the God that loves him so much, it's a shame even that he still leaves man alive. Well, that's harsh, isn't it? That's terrible. You guys are going to go away feeling bad. Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to get to feeling bad before you can get to feeling good, because you're going to have to get that pride of yours brought low. You're going to have to humble yourself. You're going to have to come before God in humility and seeking out to reach him in love. And we can't do that. You know why? Because we love ourselves. Yeah, we love number one. We need to get number one out of the way and get God there. And the only way to do it is to humble ourselves and submit to him. And the only means by which we can do it, get in here. Saturate with this, the word of God. This thing I just read to you, it's so true. It's so true. And yet we just let it go. Jesus is coming soon, folks. The conditions that all around us should tell us that he's coming soon. We need to prepare and get ready. You know what? The most important reason we need to prepare and get ready is so we can reach those around us. So that when we're taken out of here, they won't be left behind. And who of your family is going to be left behind because you're too afraid? You had that man-fearing spirit and let it hold you to talk to them and tell them the truth about the matter. How many of your friends and loved ones, how many of those around you and those you contact with, how many are we going to stand before the Lord in judgment with their blood on our hands? How many? We need to get things right so we can eliminate those many, so that we can be doing what God would have us to do. And listen, we're here still on this earth breathing because God wants to use us to present his word to reach those out here that are lost. Because I'll guarantee you, God's heart is grieved over the people around here and the condition that they're in. That should move us. After all, how as good as he's been to us in making the sacrifice that brought us that gift, it should cause us to have a burden for those, because he's got that burden and we need to help carry that burden. Let's stand. If you're here this morning, you don't know the Lord as your Savior. It takes repentance toward God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes coming to him and being honest with him and truly confess your sin before him and truly accept and acknowledge that he is the only means and the only way that you can get forgiveness for being a sinner. He's the only way that your destiny for eternity can be changed from hell to heaven. And it desperately needs to be changed if you haven't repented and by faith trusted Christ. It's urgent. What shall we sing?